Do you love fitness? Was it a huge part of your life and now it just does not get the time it deserves? Ever reminisce about the ease of staying active during your school days? Fast forward to adulthood and suddenly squeezing in a workout feels like a chore. This episode dives into the unique challenges adults face in maintaining fitness amidst a sea of responsibilities and how to navigate these waters with grace and determination. Ready to reshape your fitness journey? Let's dive in.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
Remember the days when exercise was just part of your daily routine? Thanks to the gym class and after-school sports, fast forward to adulthood and squeezing in a workout often feels like an uphill battle. Gone are the days of mandatory PE classes and the built-in motivation of team sports. For many, fitness competes with jobs, family, and the allure of just Netflix. The result? Exercise often falls off the bottom of your priority list. To tackle the time issue, after I was stuck in a job that had 10 to 12 hour shifts, kickstart with small, manageable sessions, 10 minutes of any physical activity each day, from a quick walk around the block, a brief yoga flow in your living room, or a short series of stretches. It might not seem like much. The aim here isn't intensity, it's about building a habit daily of movement. The rest will come. It might be frustrating at first, feeling as if you know you could do more if you weren't doing enough before. 10 minutes is more than zero. Sometimes it isn't about what you did, but just the fact that you did do it. The skill of fitness, not being a priority, but a part of who you are, your daily routine, and your personality, that comes with it. While acknowledging these obstacles is crucial, let's dive into some other things that have changed now that we're a little bit older. Have you ever felt like adulting is trying to keep all the plates spinning without letting any crash to the floor? And guess which one tends to wobble first? Your fitness plate. It's no secret that as we grow up, our days shrink with responsibilities filling up every minute. The idea isn't to magically extend the hours in your day, but to cleverly weave exercise into the fabric of your existing schedule. Think of your workout as a non-negotiable meeting with yourself, just like you wouldn't skip a crucial work meeting. Something I did was to mark it in the same calendar or app that I used for my work schedule. Next is seeing where you can trade off a bit less for more fitness. I'm not talking about going cold turkey, but something you can exchange. Have a break between video game games? Then do a very simple 1 minute workout. Last would be adding fitness as something that just happens throughout the day. Either it's the same morning walk, balancing on one leg while you're brushing your teeth, or what I did was to have a pull-up bar at the door that I used the most often. It's about making fitness a fixture of your life, not an afterthought. It has helped us and our clients that fitness was a mandatory thing in our lives. It was something that needed to be done every single day, regardless of how small the commitment was. And as soon it was just a thing as common as clothes you have in your drawers, and with less thought given, just with which socks you're going to wear. Now, yes, it seems easier said than done, and that's true for most things. Just like any skill, it's about progressions, being consistent, and slowly building up to it. So let's say you got everything you needed in order to make sure that you did fitness every single day, but you still feel like at one point you're just going to stop. Well, embracing fitness throughout a schedule is one thing, but what if the very idea of exercise feels boring? There's a reason the game of tag created fun athletes, and you maybe smile just thinking about yourself playing tag right now. Now, what do you think when you think about going for a jog? For me, it's not the same feeling. As adults, the pure joy of movement often gets buried under the shoulds of conventional fitness routines. Sometimes, changing an exercise, workout location, or changing a workout into a time challenge is all you need. Even better, trade the treadmill for a random dance class, Zumba, or find a local rock climbing gym that might pique your interest. Even learning a new skill such as a handstand will challenge you in a fun way. Getting into parkour was when I became the fittest in my life. Since then, because I trained my body in so many new, unique, functional ways, but that's also because I wanted to train anytime I could because I had fun doing it. Look until you strike upon what makes your heart race with excitement, not just for the exertion. While kindling fun in fitness is essential to having a full fitness lifestyle, when you think about the life that you want to have, You don't think about the chores you need to do, the things that are boring for you to do. And yes, a lot of it, there is going to be the boring work is what makes you exceptional, because most people can't stick to anything for long amounts of time. We want to set up as many reasons why you want to stay sticking with that thing. Let's think about what's one reason why you wouldn't stick with something. Motivation. Why were we so excited about gym class in school, but not as much as the gym now? This is not the same situation for everyone, but for me, it was about missing the days of high fives and team huddles. There's something about team sports that fuels our drive, the shared goals, the collective sweat, and the victories. Some people find these moments of being alone necessary, if not comforting, with their fitness being personal. I was never like that. One thing that did help me was finding a group training setting, not every session, but sometimes, that was parkour, ninja warrior, gymnastics, times to be with other like-minded people. It can be CrossFit, a cycling class, a meetup, anything. Next was having a goal. That can be joining a sports team, or to run a 5K, or mastering a yoga pose. Keep a log of your progress and treat yourself with the little celebrations of every goal met. The self-recognition fuels the motivation to push further. Every single time I stuck with any kind of fitness goal or discipline or sport or learn anything was because I had some sort of community to share it with, whether it was online or in person. Either way, that's what helped me with motivation. Ever wonder how to keep the fitness flame alive without a coach's pep talks or teammates cheering you on? It's easy to push through a tough workout when you're aiming for a win or trying not to let your team down. But flying solo in the fitness world requires a different kind of fuel, intrinsic motivation. This means digging deep and finding personal reasons that make fitness a non-negotiable in your life. It's about viewing exercise not just as a means to an end, but as a vital part of your well-being. I know, it's easier said than done. How we did it was redefining what fitness meant to us. It was not a means to look a certain way or a requirement for healthy living. Even though those are some of the benefits, it is because of who we are and knowing that there is more to life. Just like how laughter and fun are things that you want, make you feel good, and you don't think about it when it's in your life. We try to do the same with fitness. While tapping into your inner drive is crucial because it's really what's going to push you for the long term. Combining it with the right strategy can make your fitness journey even more rewarding. I don't know how many things that I would stick with if I did it for an extremely long time and I never got any results. At one point, I would probably stop. I don't know when, depending on the thing and the situation, but that's probably what I would do. Thank God there are so many fitness secrets, miracle routines, and shortcuts, right? It seems like every day there's a new diet trend or workout that promises unreal results. With so much information and misinformation, how do you get a workout plan or a fitness regime? The funny part is being healthier really comes down to eating better and moving more. That's it. How you move really comes down to specific fitness goals, but even then it can be simplified. Our philosophy might not be agreed by everyone, but eating healthier and only things that you enjoy, which can be broken down into less sugar and fried things, then that's really it. Move more in a way that you enjoy and towards a goal that you actually want when it comes to fitness. For us, that's bodyweight movements and skill training to do cool things. We have talked before about making a workout plan for yourself. We also have a free workout plan and meal plan for you for free if you want to check that out at awesomeninjafitness.com. I do want to emphasize a little bit on our philosophy with fitness and movement. One, to see if that is something that you share. And two, just to get you an idea of what our goals are and what we want our fitness to lead towards. What if you could see working out as not something you have to do, but something you get to do for yourself? Think of it this way. Every jump, every stretch, every lift is your way of thanking your body for all it does. It's not just about getting fit or looking good, even though those are cool bonuses from being into fitness. It's about giving back to yourself, treating your body with the care it deserves, and enjoying every moment of it. So let's make a deal. Slot your workouts into your day like they're the most important and awesome meetups with yourself, whether it's starting your morning with stretches, breaking up the afternoon with a quick walk, or winding down with some yoga under the stars. Cherish these moments. This is your me time, your escape, and your chance to recharge in the best way possible. Embracing fitness is a part of your self-care routine. It's a powerful step towards balance and fulfilling lifestyle. Not just something you do on the side, but a lifestyle. And there you have it, your blueprint to reclaiming fitness in the hustle of adulthood. From rediscovering the fun in movement to weaving workouts seamlessly into your daily life, it's all about making fitness a part of who you are, not just something you do. Remember, fitness isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling great, having fun, and taking care of the one body you've got. For those moments when you're looking for a spark of motivation, a new workout idea, or just something else to progress your fitness journey, remember at awesomeninjafitness.com, we've got a free workout plan that should be easily packed into your schedule. So what's the next move? A dance class, a parkour leap, or maybe just a joyful jog around the neighborhood? Whatever it takes, make it count, make it fun, and make it for you. Join us next time on Awesome Ninja Fitness, where we continue to break down the barriers to fitness, fun, and engaging workouts one at a time. Keep moving, keep laughing, and most importantly, stay awesome.